What is up, Moncton? Welcome to another edition of the Moncton Wildcast. I am your host, Adam. It is Tuesday, June 12th, which means we're still 2 months away from training camp getting going. Man, it's a long off season. And now we have no hockey. The Stanley Cup Finals wrapped up, so there's really nothing to watch. I mean, I guess the draft's just around the corner. A few Q players are rated quite highly and could go in the top 10 in Philip Sedinia and Noah Dobson. So that's something to watch. But tonight's episode is going to be a season preview, a way too early season preview. I'm just going to put this one out there. I know that it's really early. There's still players that could come back from NHL camps. There's, you know, injuries could happen. Hopefully they don't. It's just something to do on a Tuesday night, 2 months out from training camp, and then as battles get going and as we get close to the season, we can reevaluate and see where we are. So, let's get it kicked off in our division, the Maritime Division. This one's going to be a two-horse race, I believe. It's going to be between the Charlottetown Islanders and the Halifax Mooseheads. I think both these teams, what Charlottetown did last year, I don't think they're going to be under the radar anymore this year. I think with what they've built there, they're a tight-knit group from some of my sources out on the island, and I think they're just going to ride that playoff wave all the way to a division title. I think Halifax comes in second. I think the Islanders do win the Maritime Division. So I think Halifax gets second. Our Wildcats will finish third in the division. The Sea Dogs will finish fourth. Cape Breton Screaming Eagles will finish fifth, and the Acadie Bathurst Teton will finish sixth. Look, when you win a championship, there's a price to pay, and they've given a lot of talent away. They've brought in some young guys, and who knows? They've got a decent mix there in Bathurst, so it's just one of those things where I see a team just falling right off. But I do see all six Maritime teams making the playoffs this season. So, I mean, it is the toughest division in the queue for a reason. It's going to be a battle. In the East, I've got Rimouski running away with the division. I mean, other than Quebec, they've really got no competition there in terms of how many times they're going to play their own division. So I've got Rimouski, then Quebec, Baie-Comeau third, and Chicoutimi fourth. In the West Division, again, Blainville, even though they loaded up last year for a run, I think they still have a few good pieces left. I mean, Samson is young. He's gained all that experience. He's going to be better. So I've got them winning the West Division. Rouyn-Noranda, followed by Val-d'Or and Gatineau. In the Central, I mean, it's Drummondville's division to lose in my eyes. I mean, they added Maxime Comtois, who from Victoriaville, I can't remember the other player they added from there, but they arguably added two of Victoriaville's top five players. So I see them making the Central Division title theirs, followed by Sherbrooke, Shawinigan, and then Victoriaville. So it's a little bit of a different look this season with the four divisions. Like I said, I think all six Maritime teams make the playoffs, which means out of those final 12, two of them aren't going to make it for the Quebec teams. And I think those teams are going to be Victoriaville. And I think Chicoutimi just falls off just a little bit. Victoriaville looks kind of like they're going for the rebuild. When you're shipping off two of your top five players, you know, it's kind of a rebuilding look for me. So that's why I see them falling off. Chicoutimi, I mean, they won. What did they win last year? I mean, they finished 15th overall, but I don't see them improving on that. And let's be honest, every team's going to improve. Val-d'Or's going to be better. Shawinigan's going to be better. I guess if I had to pick, Victoriaville for me is definitely going to be the 18th. I mean, they're not making the playoffs. And then it's probably a toss-up between Chicoutimi and Shawinigan as I talk this out. to you guys. So it'll be interesting. I mean, and now who's my pick to win to be the number one seed in the QMJHL? I mean, that's obviously a very tough race to pick. It's a three-team race. It's between Charlottetown, Halifax, and Rimouski. And look, Halifax, they're gonna be up there for sure. And this is a Mem Cup year for them. They're hosting, so obviously they're gonna load up. I mean, they already loaded up with Mahar and Morand. If they get back Sedinia and Sompi, I mean, they're running away with this division, and they're probably going to be the top team in the queue. I mean, that is a dynamic team, especially going in to a Mem Cup year. They want to buck the trend. I mean, they don't want to be the host and kicked out in round one and sit for 40 days, right? I mean, it worked for Windsor 2 years ago. It almost worked for Regina this past season, but you obviously, that's not the plan you want. So I see them. I mean, Charlottetown as well. What they did last season, you know, I've talked to some people out on the island, and they say that the playoff run wasn't a fluke. That team is built. That team is close. I mean, to do what they did and then have a number fourth pick overall to add a young defenseman that may play next year in Luca Cormier, I mean, that's a well-built team over there. So, and then Rimouski, I mean, Ellis and Lafreniere, what they did last year, they're only going to get better. He's only going to get better. He could lead the league in scoring. I mean, if it's not him running away from it. I mean, Pelletier has the ability to be up there too in rookie scoring, but you know, he's gonna. I think Pelletier leads our team in scoring, and. But I think Lafreniere and what Ellis did, and they've added, they're going to add probably some pieces. I mean, they added last year, and they were the third seed. So I don't see a reason why they can't be up there for tops in the queue. Now, getting back to our Wildcats, finishing third in the Maritimes, I don't mind that. Obviously, I made this selection, right? So, of course, I don't mind it. But when you look at this team, and I've said it, time and time again in some of my off-season discussions about this team, they're built with a lot of forwards, and they've got arguably a top 12 that can go against any team, but it's the depth on the back end that's going to hurt us. And again, we're in the same situation as we were last year, right? We've got, I guess last year, we had Grammett Bauer, we had Waite. Waite didn't play that well, so we really had no one behind Grammett Bauer. Now we've got LeClaire, but who's behind him? And that's the issue again. We can't keep wanting and needing goalies to play 55 of 68 games for us to compete. So, you know, we're going to need either one of the kids to step up or go out and find someone that can back LeClaire up. Or else, I mean, we might not even finish third. So, but I think third is good. That gives us home ice advantage in round one, which in a new building, hopefully everyone will be there. They can figure out the parking issue by the time the playoffs come, right? Right? We should have that figured out. And get a full building in round one for home ice and go from there. Again, the new playoff format, it's if all six teams from the Maritime Division make it, then I think the two lowest Quebec seeds that make the playoffs, so seeds 15 and 16, come to our division to make up a conference of eight. So, I mean, if you're looking at that, we'd be playing the Sea Dogs, right? So, yeah, we'd be playing the Teton, and that's not even going to be an easy out in round one, so. But that's where I have us slotted. Obviously things can change. I mean, if we add a defenseman, Halifax doesn't get some of their guys back. We really don't know. I mean, I think we're in the top three with Halifax and the Islanders. It just depends on what we do moving forward, who Halifax gets back and adds for their Mem Cup, you know, run. Same with the Islanders, right? I mean, if they're going and they're going to make a cup run and walk in into Halifax as a champ, I mean, there's some added, I don't want to say pressure, but there's some added chips on everyone's shoulder in the queue now, especially in the Maritime Division. It's in Halifax. And so why would a Maritime team not want to win and walk into Halifax as a champion? Right? Especially us, especially Moncton, who lost the bid to host. Absolutely, we want to walk in as a champ. We want to bust that door down and walk in the front door instead of walking in the back door as a host. So, but as I talk about what could happen and what should happen, we're going to talk a little bit about what I expect or what I'm hoping for, I guess, out of the building in Moncton this season on game days. First things first, we need a goal song. We need a definite, every time they score, I don't care if we score 8 goals a game, I don't care if we score 1, we need a goal song. Too many times last year, you're switching things. We need something that gets the crowd into it when we score. As well, I don't know if, I heard they used to have it, I don't know where it went, but I mean, we need a Wildcat noise every time they announce the goal score, right? I mean, for me, when I'm there and you know, we score, whatever, it's McDonald from Aspidro. I mean, the announcement's got to be something like, Wildcats goal scored by number 91, Anderson McDonald. Assisted by Aspidro. And, you know, we need that. Not every time, you know, for the goal, the assist. But every time we announce a goal, we need that Wildcat just to let teams know where they are, right? And then goal song. I mean, we need one. It doesn't matter. Put it up for a team vote with the team. Let them pick it. I mean, we all heard and saw the story of the World Juniors. I mean, they went with the baby. And the crowd was singing along. It was one of those fun things where nobody really, you know, owned up to having it, but it was something that the team rallied around, and maybe that's what we need in the new building. I don't know. I'm guessing with this new building, with being state of the art, we're gonna have some pretty sweet light shows, hopefully, on a nightly basis. I hope the intro is a little different than last year. I mean, I personally wasn't really a fan of the announcing the starting lineup one by one as they come out of the big cat mouth. I'd rather just, you know, hear 2018, 2019 Moncton Wildcats, have them all come out, and as they're skating around in the little bit there, then announce your starting lineup with a spotlight on each player as they fall around. But that's me. As well as I really hope that between the second, like for the second period and the third period, announce that the goalie's coming out. Like, there's so many times you're in the concession stand, you're doing something, all of a sudden you looked on the TV, oh, the game's going on. You had no idea that they'd even come out on the ice. So, I mean, I don't even know what number he's going to be. I think it was 35 or 39, but led by number 39, your Moncton Wildcats. Or welcome back to the ice, led by number 39, right? That's something I want to see. So I put a poll on Twitter on what you think the hashtag should be for our new building this season. And I put it on today. I put it on for 24 hours. Right now, we're about, 5 hours in. And hashtag welcome to the jungle is at 67%, followed by hashtag new home, new memories at 22%, other at 11%. I don't know who picked other, but you're supposed to comment on what you think. And then our house, I just needed another one. So right now, Welcome to the Jungle is your leader at 67%. So, I mean, I'm sure as we get closer to training camp, we'll find out what the slogan is. I think Welcome to the Jungle would be pretty awesome considering we're going into a new building. But, yeah, from what I've heard, we're going in. I guess they're moving stuff. It's not confirmed or anything, but from things I heard, it was sometime in July that they're moving everything in. So it's getting that much closer, and I can't wait. So those are just a few of the things. I mean, I don't want to say I've been to a lot of junior buildings, but I've been to a few junior buildings and a few NHL buildings, and those are just some of the things that I think we need for next season going into this brand new arena to make it really one of the tougher places to play in the league. So, like I said, a Wildcat voice when you announce the goal scorer. Let the guys pick a goal song and go with it all year. Let the whole team come out and then announce the starting lineup. The other one, announce that they're coming out in the second intermission. You know, led by number 35. Your Moncton Wildcats or something, you know, like those are a few of the things that I want to see going into the building next year. But that's it for me tonight. As always, my name is Adam. You can follow me on Twitter at Moncton Wildcast. You can also vote for the hashtag poll there. You can follow me on Facebook, search Moncton Wildcast, and you can follow me on Instagram, Moncton Wildcast. Thanks for your time, and I will see you guys next 2 days on Thursday. Have a good night.